Many years earlier, when he was a lieutenant in the army stationed just outside Paris, Charles Richards had come across a young recruit, a boy of about 18 years of age, sitting alone on his bunk in the mess with his head held in his hands, weeping silently. After a brief interrogation, it turned out that the boy missed his family and home and had never wanted to join the army in the first place, but had been forced into it by his ex-serviceman father. The thought of another early morning call followed by a 20-mile march over rough terrain, all the time ducking enemy fire, had reduced him to an emotional wreck. "Stand up," said Richards, gesturing the boy to his feet with his finger as he took off the heavy leather gloves he was wearing. The boy stood. "What's your name?" he asked. "William Lacey, sir," he replied, wiping his eyes and unable to look the officer directly in the face. "Bill." Richards had then gripped his glove tightly by the fingers and slapped the boy about the face with it twice.